الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. First of all, must commend on the Imam, mashallah, that he did not use the mic. As much as possible, our namaz was with the original mic. Mic is necessary when there is a big crowd, but today even if there are two people, then also we put the mic. And it's a sirri namaz, quiet namaz, asr namaz. Don't have to, there's nothing to hear, the qiraat is not loud, and the takbir can be heard. Now, for the voice, for this, it's necessary, we use it. But we're not necessary, why use it? And our namaz, as far as possible, on the original sunnah system, that will give us the benefits of namaz. When we have changed all the system, then we don't get the true benefits of namaz. We are making namaz, but we are not getting the true benefits of it. In that, one important thing also, as the Imams announce also, we all know also, we should stand shoulder to shoulder. But usually we're not standing shoulder to shoulder. Shoulder to shoulder means the shoulder, the upper shoulder, the outside of it, must touch on the side of where the Imam is. But we, the person who is on that side, whichever right or left, must make sure that he's, even in namaz, take that little move. But make sure the outside of our shoulder is touching that person. We were leaving gaps of 1 millimeter, 0.5 centimeter, 1 centimeter. Still we are leaving those gaps. Then shaitan comes in there. And because of that, Allah's system works. As a punishment, Allah put now that He made us stand 1 meter apart, 1.5 meters apart. Now shaitan is coming with his whole family in between. And the work of shaitan, when he comes in between, he looks for the gaps. And then he fits into those gaps, and then he puts all thoughts in our minds. Many of us complain we can't concentrate in namaz. So much so we even forget the number of rakats also. And our concentration, which is supposed to be in namaz, is not there. Because shaitan comes and he puts this in between. And also, we are taught that we should make stand, our heels must be on a straight line. This is also such an important thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to announce it also. And then walk in the steps also personally and see if the steps are on in a straight line or not. And if we check that also, if we take the trouble, usually we talk about it but we don't, for amal we know our mind doesn't go. We just hear about it and it's one thing that was said and it's over. But if we can, Maghrib time now, see whether our heels are on the line or not. We will find very commonly good people also that we are unmindful of it. And our heels are, the whole heel is behind the line or in front of the line. Or even if it is 1-2 centimeters, so that line is not straight. Which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then Allah Ta'ala will cause division to come in your hearts. And today we are all crying for unity, we must be united, but that starts here in the namaz. We say we are not united today, but in the namaz we are not standing, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned us of. That if you don't stand, if you don't make yourself straight, then you will be disunited. And where they implement, all must stand 1 meter apart, 1.5 meter, how are we going to get the self straight there? Then it's almost like out of the question. So therefore, these things might seem very small, but it has great, great effect. And all the things, a person, for example, today we see common, and we can't believe it, that this person is saying such things, can a Muslim say such things? Can it be possible? But all this starts with the small things we lead onto one to another. Like if we are driving and we took one wrong turn. And then after that we take all the right turns again. But one wrong turn, then we are going all wrong. So then we end up where we will end up. We all know, it's famous, with the GPS sometimes, where it puts you. Where you wanted to go and where it puts you, go somewhere completely. Like that we land up in completely wrong places in our deen. And the worst part after that is when we still think I'm right. When a person is completely wrong, but he still is determined and he wants to prove I'm right. That is even more, and this happens, Allah explains it very clearly. with regard to the Bani Israel in the Quran Sharif, that these people, how they went astray. ذَلِكَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Then again, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. All this that happened to the Bani Israel, they got the wrath of Allah. Allah Ta'ala put humiliation on them, put them to be destroyed, that because يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, they should deny the signs of Allah, the revelations of Allah Ta'ala. They went to the extent of killing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And also, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on Qiyamah's day, the worst punishment will be for four types of people. One will be that person who kills a Nabi. We can imagine a Nabi who comes so sincerely, with so much of passion for our good, that we must come on the right path. We get Allah's rahmat. In this world we enjoy the rahmat, the barakah, the hifazah, the protection of Allah Ta'ala. And his life is for that. And he wants nothing from anyone. He doesn't want anyone to praise him. He doesn't want any money, nothing whatsoever. A Nabi is 100% genuine. And they kill such a person. So that will be the worst punishment. And the second is that person who a Nabi killed. A Nabi won't kill anyone, but that person who went to that level, that a Nabi had to kill him, that person will get the worst punishment. And then the third person will be, the third person will be that person who is a leader in vice, who takes people to wrong, who tells people to do wrong. He's a leader in wrong things. And so that will be the third person. That is also we can understand. And the Quran Sharif, quite a few places that the discussion will take place in Jahannam, that the followers will believe, blame their leaders. You people landed us here. The leaders will blame, we didn't force you people. You people followed us. So that discussion quite better. And I just imagine that those people, Allah save us all, that a person is in Jahannam suffering that punishment. And this is one more, but there are so many different punishments in Jahannam. One we can understand in our houses. Just remind me on this point, I'll just digress a little bit. That in our houses when we have arguments, fighting, screaming, blaming one another, that house is like a hell hole. Hey, all the time, husband blaming wife, this one blaming that one, fighting, shouting, voices are raised all the time. What a condition. And that is because there is no tilawat in the house, no namaz in the house, TV is there, shaitan is there, with all his allies they come, and they cause all this. On the other hand, if we have tilawat in our houses, namaz in our houses, dhikr in our houses, ta'aleem in the house, then we will find there will be peace, serenity. Also it comes clearly in the hadith that when we enter the house, we don't read the dua, we just enter, no salam also, we just come in. Then commonly we find arguments in the house. Because now there is one group of shayateen, dasa, the name of that shaitan. That when a person enters in the house without remembering Allah, no salam, he enters with. Now immediately he finds fault in the wife. This you didn't do right, that you didn't right. She finds fault in him. That I told you to buy the bread, you didn't buy. How many times milk I told you to bring, you didn't bring it again. She starts fighting. Then he is blaming her again. And that whole fight. Whereas if we make salam and we come in the house, we read our dua also, and we entered the house, then he is kept out. And when he comes in the house, then in our meals also he joins. Then no barakat in that food also. And with who you share your food, this is also one thing today, and we have been brainwashed, our mindset has changed so much, that we don't share food. We don't share the plate. A glass, husband and wife won't drink from the same glass. Our brothers, sisters, they also feel it now that it's dirty. Even a person himself, I drank water from here, and then again I wanted to drink, I need another glass. That glass now is not clean enough for me. Whereas, with who we share our food, great benefit. Love comes between them. Therefore, the masala is, if we have visitors, some maids, they have come to visit, and they ate, and there's some leftover food, the females mustn't eat of that food. The effect of it can cause love between them. And whatever the connections can come about, and then the big fitna, and a big what and what does not happen after that. So between husband and wife, family members, actual sunnah, we have one thali, and all eat from that one big dish, and we all eat from there. That is, then love will come. The other, su'urul mu'min, shifa. The leftover of a mu'min is shifa. Now we see today that it is bimari. We see it's a virus. Whereas the hadith is telling us it is shifa. And we are seeing it the opposite today, how we have changed. So in the house also, if we have the zikr of Allah, we have tilawat in the house, then we will find, and many people are complaining, no barakat in the house, money is always not enough. And money for barakat, we don't have to earn a huge amount. If we have these aman, or in that money Allah will give us. People who are earning huge amounts are in big financial problems. People who are earning small, they got small financial problems. And if we got these aman in our lives, Allah will save us for so many big expenses. And other people who got big money, they are involved in big expenses. And if we live our life according to deen, according to sharia, we will find we have a simple life and life's just getting on smoothly. So all these things will bring that. So anyway, in Jahannam, one azab will be that the leaders and the followers will quarrel with themselves, be at one another's throats. They will be, all the other azab will be on them. On top of that, this azab also. And then the fourth, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the fourth person who will get the worst punishment will be that person who makes photos. And today this photo taking has become rife in what are the pious people also. It's on the phone, it's so easy. And you just, your little child is playing, you take a photo. And you don't mean anything, you don't mean I'm transgressing the law. But you're transgressing the law of Allah. On that one little other thing that we are, so we all feel that the protocols that are there for the virus, etc., we are citizens, we must observe the law. Government has made these laws, we must observe them. So when we are on the road also, kindly, we must observe all the laws. There our speed limit, how much we exceed the speed limit. Taking over on solid lines. There we don't say now, I'm a citizen, I'm a road user, I must use the law, I must observe the laws. Our tax, how many people are there who pay their taxes properly? And there we don't say I'm a citizen, so I must pay my tax also properly. Only for this, now it comes that no, we have to enforce it. Everything that is rewarded, I'm a citizen of the country, I must enforce it. And if that is fair, then aren't we the bandas and the creation of Allah? Mustn't we observe Allah's laws also? Hasn't Allah also given us laws? We are living in the land, we say. In whose land are we living? Allah's land. First and foremost, it is Allah's commands on us. And we are not going to return to any authorities or anyone. We are going to return to Allah. Allah is going to question us. So we have to consider that. So anyway, this photo taking, which has become so common, anything that has got life in it, to take photos of that, it is haram. And it has come that one, the worst punishment will be in this. And in fact, one very great good mufti, he explained that people also make this argument that the photo taking was when they used to use the pencil and they used to draw the photo. That is haram. And this is now, you're not drawing the picture, you're just pressing a button. And there you go, the photo is taken. You say, this is even more haram. Because that what you used to do with your hand, and used to, if I am an artist, and I draw somebody, it won't be perfect, it can't be. But with this it is much more perfect. And the reason that is given why photography is haram, that you are imitating the creation of Allah. So here you are more, you are, because you are being more perfect. So you are being more perfect here. If you do it with a pencil as an artist when you draw it, then it won't be so perfect. So it's very, very important, and the one of the worst punishment, imagine where it has been equated. With that person who killed the Nabi, you can imagine how serious that is. Okay. So just is equated in the same group, but we don't regard this as anything. Even if we have to take photos for passport, ID, whatever we have to take, also feel it in the heart that I shouldn't be. And we mustn't take it with a smile. And we mustn't be like, just we are taking, we have to make tawbah, istighfar to Allah, Ya Allah, make me ma'af. In this way, inshallah, we'll be able to keep away. Otherwise, we get involved in all this. So, anyway, so in the house, we have more the zikr of Allah. We observe the commandments of Allah, there will be more khair. There will be shifa also in the house. There will be love also in the house. There will be barakat also in the house. There will be Allah's protection also in the house. Allah has given us our deen of Islam. It's a complete way of life. It isn't a religion, like just one religion it is. Like for example, youngsters are playing soccer on the soccer field, and then afterwards it's the prayer time, so a Muslim goes to the masjid, a Hindu goes to the temple, Christian goes to the church, so our religions are different. No, ours is not. It's a complete way of life. Everything from morning to night, from birth to death, we are guided. And also we understand, many times when we talk like this, people say, oh, so you are very big Sufis, you are very pious. And we also make mistakes. And when they catch us on a mistake, now you also the same, you also do this mistake. And the same thing they should tell, they told Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, innahum qawmun yatafakkarun. These are people, they think they're very pious, they're very pure, they don't make, we may, but they ask maafi from Allah. We don't justify ourselves. Where we have wronged, we are human beings. We ask Allah to forgive us. Sami'na wa ata'na. We heard, we obey your commands. Ghufrana. Where we can't, where we make mistakes, oh Allah, you forgive us for that. Not that we try and justify. Where we have done wrong, we admit we have done wrong. And that person who can admit that I have done wrong, his darja by Allah is very, very high. And that was, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. We made wrong. Shaitan at that time said, Ana khayrun minhu. He justified himself. That I'm better than him, how can I make sajda to him? In other words, he went to this extent that he found fault in Allah Ta'ala. Allah, how can you give me a command that I must make sajda? I'm better than him. Can't you see? I'm better than him. Well, how can you tell me to make sajda to him? Like this, minds become so perverted. And one, just a little bit, one of the two major causes that appear why our minds are getting so perverted, and we're thinking completely wrong, and that wrong we are thinking is right. One is what is called company, environment, sohbat. Today we got sohbat of the secular world, not only the worldly things. The secular world, and secular means that which is besides Allah, where Allah doesn't feature, Allah doesn't come. That is secular. Secular government, that Allah does. Secular education, there is no mention of Allah, of deen whatsoever. So we are exposed to that as little children, 6-month-old child. He's already watching on the TV a comedy or some, what's called it, cartoons. He's watching that. We are exposed to that. As we grow up now in France, they made a law. From the age of 3, every child must go to school. What's their object? They know more than what we are asleep, to expose them to that way of life. Then all the time, on the cell phone we are exposed, billboards we are exposed, our discussion, social media we are exposed, all the time. And those people exploit this. Now with the virus also, they exploit that what's called, we are the minority in the country, so we have to listen, we have to consider the political implications. We are in this country, we must consider the political situation, we must unite all of us, with all the citizens, But all the people of the world, we must unite to fight this pandemic. So all that then starts making sense. You are exposed. We forget what Allah says. What we were taught from children as children, and what we were taught, what we must do, the commands of Allah, Allah's protection with us, du'as we are given, how many protective du'as for protection we are given, all that we forget, and we also get. So when we are exposed to that, and all the time we are exposed, we start thinking like that. Not only thinking, then we agree with it. Then we practice on it. And then we make others do it. We enforce it on others. Then we say, this is the right. And we forget about deen. We push it one side. So the one is that thing we are so much. And so therefore, where today children go to school, or and what is taught there? Darwin's theory of evolution. All across the board in the schools it is being taught. And then now with this lesbianism and gay and all this transgender and all that coming into the schools, they are exposed to all that. That is coming in them. And then we are not going to maktab, for example. We are not going in jamaat. We are discouraged to come from masjid. With this environment, we are deprived, and we are only exposed to that. Yes. So therefore, very, very important, we keep contact with our ulama. And every masjid, beside the ta'aleem, 15, and try and sit for the 15-minute ta'aleem. We're not just short little ta'aleem. Otherwise, the alim must have a majlis in the masjid. So they contact another takeaway, that on our behalf, you deliver this goods. Now that other takeaway comes, in your opinion, it is not halal. But for them, all these things don't matter. For them is to deliver that what you have ordered, your burger you have ordered, whatever you have ordered. Now they haven't got it in stock. So they ask one of their other, somebody to deliver it on their behalf. So that they were warning about. So how? Where are we? And today, like a very sad part, we are gone in Jamaat also, and we are eating takeaway food. And our Jamaat's work is to bring us Ruhaniya, to bring Anwarat in us. And those things there, they take away all this. So the two main causes of fear that is leading us astray, one is we are so much exposed, which is sohbat, bad sohbat, bad company. Of these things, whether it is in the home, whether you are in your bed and you got your phone, you are watching a film, that film is not just a film and entertainment. It is terrible poison which is being put in you. Even a comedy is not just a comedy. That also is a terrible poison which is being put in you. In all these things, where whatever it is, the games also have got Satanism in them. And terrible Satanism. We feel we're just passing our time, we're just playing games or something. So all these things, and we feel these things also, that these monarchs have been petty. The small things, they've just been too hard and too petty. But this, when finally, this one case, you people know much more cases than us. One person phoned to somebody, he explained to me that, they say that we like a pious, religious family. Our daughter, we send her to only Islamic school. After that she went to university, and we didn't know she got involved with a local non-Muslim student. She got a baby from him, and now the baby is there, given a non-Muslim name. That also is wrong, of course, totally. But the child is hardly 1 month old, and the father takes the child away for 2 days, 3 days away from the mother. Now at that time, the bond with the mother, the feeding of the mother has to feed the child. Just imagine what we think are small things. Those things don't matter. But before we know what, we are in terrible, terrible danger waters. We are drowning in the waters. So Allah give us tawfiq, come instead and bring our deen. It all started that mashallah Mawlana made without the mic namaz, which is a very, that let us come back to our original system. Make our namazes also the original way, the right way. Then we'll get the true barakah. Our homes also have ta'aleem, tilawat, namaz in our homes. Doesn't have to be a khanqah now, doesn't have to be a tabligh markaz now, but the basic things we do, we'll see the goodness will come.